Okay, so we'll just review the halachas from the last 2 weeks, and then we'll see how this works out.
The first, we learned that
first you have to make sure it's something, a defect that the world cares about. If it's something that no one cares about, so then you can't say mechal tos, you can't say anything. You go by minhag ha-makom. Now, once it's minhag ha-makom that this is a problem, we learned that if it's a mum over, it's something that the mocher could fix, so then he has the right to fix it and or give it a reduction in price and let you fix it. But you can't say mechal tos and get your full money back. We learned last week that if, even though it's something that could be fixed, if it's in the guf ha-mekach, if it's something that, like the case of the wall, you can take a sample. If it's a case of the wall, the termite-ridden wall in a house, and you have to knock down the wall to rebuild the house, that's not called mumover. That's panim chadashas, the Rishonim say. And then the buyer can say, I want my full money back. I don't want a fix which is going to redo the whole house. The case we had last week, the in-between case, is a case where, which is the machlokas and the sivus and the shach, the machlokas, the ramah, and the magen avram, the ramah and magen avram against the shach and the nesivus, a case where, as is, the product won't work. You can't use it right now. Where we speak a case of the silver is adulterated, right? You can't use the silver right now. Through fixing it, you can use it. Right? So right now you can't use it, but it's not that you have to destroy it to make it new. You can fix it. You can. The other case was you can be bodek the chametz and get it out of the house. And now you can use the house. It's things that you can fix, but right now it's unusable. That was a machlokas haposkin. Whether you can say it's a, whether it's a mum over, or you can say that bitul mekach, I want my whole money back. What? So based on that, I mean, the way I thought was, you're buying the used car now. If your scratches or the upholstery's a little stained. So that's something that no one cares about. You can't get your money back. You can't even ask them to fix it, because when you buy something used, types of things that they say, look, you're buying something used, what do you expect? So you can't say anything back. You can't get anything back. On the other hand, if there was a damage to the frame, the transmission is bad, the engine is bad, like big major things, and he says, I'll put a new engine in for you. I'll put in a new frame for you. I'll rebuild the car. That's not the car I bought. That's panim chadash. So according to everyone, you could say, I don't want you to fix it. It's a mekach tos. If the tape deck is broken, the cruise control is broken, the mirror is broken, the seatbelts are broken, the brakes are broken, the windshield wipers are streaky, the hinges on the door are loose. So those are all things. It's a car. The car can drive. It's a car. It's not panim chadashes. So in those cases, right, the car can drive without seatbelts. In all those cases, the seller can say, I'll fix it for you. I'm not giving you your full money back. This is a mum over. It's not in the guf ha-mekach. It's not destroying the mekach to fix it. You just fix it. So, yeah, maybe you'll say if it's the driver's seatbelt and it's easier to drive without the seatbelt on, so maybe that's like the other case. But if it's a seatbelt in the back, right, something in the back, right? Huh? Okay, maybe I'm talking about a seatbelt in the back. You know, that's... Right, fine. So, the case of machlokas, I thought, was if it's a dead battery or the starter's bit and you can't start the car, right, you go and you give him the money and you go out to the parking lot and you can't start the car, it won't drive. So, in that case, to fix it, you don't have to destroy the car. You just have to put in a new starter, a new ignition, a new battery, and the car will work. On the other hand, right now, the car does not perform as a car. So that will be the case where there's a machlokas between the nesivus and the shach against the ramah and the mogin overall. Okay, so tonight's case is from Mishpatai Tishmaru, which was purchased, sponsored by Elaine Nishmas Chandabas, or Shlomo Zalman. Allah Shalom. So the case goes like this. You bought a refrigerator, and when it got delivered, you took it out of the box, you saw it was filled with scratches. It was, you could see it was really a not a good refrigerator, not something that you're going to keep. You're going to return it, and in the meantime you figured, but I don't have any other refrigerator because they took mine away, and you put all your stuff in there and you used it. Then you called the seller and you say, I want to return it. And he says, look, you've been using it for a week. Why are all of a sudden you calling? It must be that you don't mind all the scratches and all the things and you were mochel it. So that's the shayla. When using it, does using a damaged item show that you're mochel the damage? That's the shayla. Well, let's start with the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam in Reish Lamed Beis of Gimel. First thing on the handout. Hamochel af chaveir karka o evet. If someone sells his friend a land or a slave or behemo or shar metatlin or a metatlin, an animal, anything, v'nimsa b'mekach mum shela yada bo'ol okeach, and they found a defect that the buyer did not know about when he purchased it. So there wasn't mechil. He didn't know that he was buying a second. Mach zero afilu lacher kamashanim. He may return it even after many years. Right, I saw one of these farm had a case. You bought a sefer, and 10 years later you got to a certain siman. You know, it was a reference sefer, not that you read cover to cover. And you got to a certain, you buy a shas, and you got to that mesecht, and you saw that there was damage in it. You can take it back many years later. You just found it now, and you can't say, well, what took you so long to return it? Unless it's something that the Minhag HaMakom is that, you know, you're supposed to look at the sefer before you buy it, which I don't think the Minhag HaMakom is, except for certain companies, I know. I'll talk about it later, that you should look at it ahead of time. But generally, the Minhag is not to look at a sefer ahead of time. And even if you find the mistake, and even if you have your notes in it, and it's all used, he has to take it back. Right? He has to take it back. Just before we get there, continue with the Shulchan Aruch. Spitz in his Mishpatei HaTorah says this case that if you buy something and you use it, right, you use it without realizing there's a mum in it, and then you find a mum, you find a defect, so you have all the right to return it, because when you used it, you had no idea there was going to be something wrong with it. Now you find a problem with it, you can certainly return it. He says even if you bought like a big roll of fabric and you're using it, and you sewed it here, you cut it up into pieces, and then you get to a place where it's all damaged and you can't finish your project, so you take back all the damage, all the cut up pieces to the store, and you get your full money back, and you can't say, well, look, you cut up all this part and I can't use it anymore, I can't sell it anymore, because you use it in the normal way and it's a mekach tos, you can return it. He says if you buy something that has a broken part that, and you used it, and by using it, it burst into flames, and now it's completely, it can't be fixed anymore. There also, if you didn't misuse it, you used it normally, and because of a defect, a manufacturer's defect, the thing burst in flames, and now it's useless, you still get your full money back. Right? That's, we're not talking about tonight. I just said it. But there's no shayla. There's no shayla if you purchase something, even if you used it before you found the defect, and then you find it's defective. It was defective at the time of the sale, so then for sure you got your full money back as long as you did not misuse it. If you misuse it, so then he says it could be that you have to pay damages as a mazik. Besides getting your money back, you have to reduce the part you were mazik. But if you use it in the normal way and then you find a damage, you get your full money back. Right? That's pashit. Right? So that's a case of a svarim, or this case of the bolt of fabric. In those cases, you get your full money back. Okay? Even though the seller can't fix it anymore, even though by your use of it, he can't use it. He's not. Tonight we're talking about real moments, things that you can get your money back, not things that you could fix. The last 2 weeks we defined what's a real mum, and tonight we're talking about things that are really defective. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. That even if you find it many years later, you can return it. Shezeh mekach tos, this is a mekach tos. Right? And once again, even though you used it in the meantime, that doesn't make it not a mekach tos. Now, once you discover that there's a mum in it, you can return it many years later. That's only if you did not use it after you found out that it was defective. But if you use it after you found out that it was defective, hareza mochal, that's called mechila, veino yochel haks, and you can't return it anymore. Now, just to understand that Rambam, if you find out that something is defective and you want to return it, so that's a mekach tos, that means you don't own it anymore. That means you don't own it. That means that transfer, that transaction is batal, it's null and void, and the object belongs to the seller. Right, so you're not allowed to use it. Right, if you find out that the car is defective and you're going to return it, you can't start doing all your errands with it and return it a few weeks later because you know that you found a defect in it. If the computer is not working correctly, right? You buy a computer, and well, part of it's defective enough that you're allowed to return it. It's really a mumbagufa mekach. But you can still use it to pick up your email or to do something like that. It's also to use. It's gzeila, shalosh shalom edas. It's not your computer to use once you found the defect. Right. So that's the halacha lamaisa. If we find a defect, so then it's usur. It's usur to use that item anymore. To use it would be gzeila, shalosh shalom edas. Oh, we're going to talk about it. We got the good question. Okay, but under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to use it. So now, what happens if you start using it? So the Rambam says, and this isn't found anywhere in the Gemara, they try to find a makar for it, it's not so simple where his makar is even, but the Rambam says that if you use it, that shows that you're waiving your rights to call a mekach talos and you're willing to keep it, because otherwise you wouldn't have used it. Right? If you want to say mekach talos, you're saying that I don't want to use it, then I want to return it, so then you can't use it because it's not yours anymore. By using it, you show that you don't mind that mum, you're willing to live with it, and it's not a mekach talos anymore. You can't get your money back.
By the way, can you get some
kind of deduction? Or? I would assume that we're talking about something that's a real mum, and you're mochelin. Yeah, we're talking about something that can't be fixed. If it could be fixed, and this no one says, but I have a feeling, I mean, it seems to me, and we can't decide things on feelings, but I think that the whole svara is because what are you using it for? If you want to return it, it's his, it's mekach talos. But if it's something like we learned in the last 2 weeks, something that you could demand him to fix, right, mum over, that's not a mekufa mekach, so it's my thing now, I have his chayvus on you, I have a shivut on you that you're forced to fix it for me, so my use of it in the meantime doesn't show that I'm mochel it. Right, if I have the car and I see the tape cassette is broken in the car and I use the car in the meantime, that doesn't show that I waived the rights to have the tape cassette fixed. Right? That doesn't, because it's my car and I have the right to ask you to fix it. The fact that I use it in the meantime doesn't prove that I was mochel it. But we're talking about things where it's really bad, things that can't be fixed. The refrigerator is so scratched up you can't fix it, and when you buy something new you have the right to say I want it to look like it's new, I don't want it to look like it's been through 7 hands already. So that's a mum begufa mekach. If you use it, you've shown that you don't mind it and you're willing to keep it, because if you really were going to return it, it would be a gezel for you to use it, it's not yours. Okay, so that's the Rambam's halacha. So based on that, we would say simply, in our case of the refrigerator, that you use the refrigerator even after you found the defects, so you show that you don't mind that it's all scratched up, and you can't claim that you want it returned. What? Huh? Yeah, when you finish. It's not so simple. We have three points to talk about. The first, there is a very interesting machlokus. In all these different svarim, I found 4 different svarim of these modern svarim use this machlokus. And machlokus, we'll talk about machlokus, the Machin Ephraim and the Galia Masechta. So Tshuva Sefer written over 100 years ago, more than that, Pesachei Tshuva brings it down, and that's going to be the first thing we're going to talk about. And that machlokus is how to understand a Ritva. The Ritva, on the handout I have in Bava Metzia, says, and he's talking about in the rules of Onaah. We learned in the beginning of the series that if the product is okay, but the price was a problem, if it's more than a sixth off, you can take your full money back and return the object. If it's exactly a sixth, you just get the difference in price back. If it's less than a sixth, there is mechila. So the Ritva is talking, looks like he's talking about something that was a mistake of more, it was a fraud of more than a sixth over the price, where you can demand your money back and return the object. The Ritva says, "Have your day. You should know. Shem nishtamesh halokeach b'mekach. If the buyer used the thing that he purchased, yesh lo gimel dinim. There's 3 rules. The first rule is im hatashmesh hayakodim shehikav anah. So if he used it before, he recognized that he was price frauded. Marziru kamashu, he could return it as is. Darbishu zavet. He didn't do anything wrong. Like we said in the beginning, That same thing by Mekach Talos. If you use it before you found that there's a defect in it, you use it before you found out that the price, there was a price fraud here, and there are limits by Yonah, the Gemara says, the amount of time it takes you to show it to a tag or to a merchant, then he tells you. But if you use it before that time, so then you certainly have not waived any rights. In this Tamish Bo Achashikr Ba'onah, if you used it after you found that you had Onah here, Kodem Shayyidi Lamochan, you did not tell the seller about it, Machal Onah also. In that case, you were Machal it. Because if you weren't going to mochel it, you shouldn't have used it. It's not yours. If you're going to say mekach tos, that means it's his object here. It's not mine. It's gesel. It's shol shalom idas. Now here comes the mitzvah, the third rule. Bimhikar ona also vahodiyo. But if you recognize that there was a problem and you told the seller, you overcharged me, I want my money back. Va'achar kach nishtamish when you use it after you informed him, then lo mochel ona also. You have not waived your rights of to get the money back there. El shechay l'shalom shalomelch mashin ishtamis. You have to pay him for the use that you had in the meantime. Or mashal hayfsid yatashmishu, or if you cause any damage with it by using it. Imrata misan levatal mechel to ona, if you want to claim ona. So the Ritva says a rule that by ona he says, if you tell the seller, look, I found out that this price was too high, you are. And you use it, I can't say you're allowed to use it because we learned that you're not allowed to use it because it's his item now. But if you use it at that point in time, we can't say that you have been mochel. There's no raya that you've been mochel the claim because you told him, look, I'm returning it. Why'd you use it in the meantime? I made a mistake. I shouldn't have. I'll pay you for it. But in that case, there's no proof that you've been mochel the onah. Now the Machon Ephraim takes that one step further. He says, just like the Ritva says by Onah, if I inform the seller, I can claim that I was not mochelit. The same thing is if you find a defect. You find your refrigerator is damaged, and you call the seller and say, the refrigerator is damaged, I want to return it. And then you use it afterwards. So in that case, the Machon Ephraim says, you did not waive your rights. You were not mochel your rights to claim a mekach tos. That's what the Machon Ephraim says. Now the Galia Masechta asks that there's a big difference between the case of Onah and the case of a Mekach, case of a Mum in the Mekach. Right? What's the difference? What? Right. So yeah, that's the difference. There's a difference, but he says there's a difference when you want to return it because you were overcharged, or if you want to return it because it's defective. There's a difference if you inform the seller whether you were overcharged or whether it was defective. There's a big difference. If the issue is a price issue, it's the price is too high. I tell him the price, I'm returning it, and then I use it. So I haven't shown anywhere that I've been mochel it because I told you the price is too high, I'm going to return it, I'm not using it. In the meantime, maybe rightly or wrongly, but I haven't shown any mechila. But if the issue is the item is defective, I can't use such a defective item. It is terrible. I don't want to use it. I'm taking it back. And then I use it, so then I show that I've been moch, that I don't mind it. If it's an item, if it's an issue in the price, my use of the item doesn't show anything. I like the item. I'm upset that you charged me so much for it. So my use of the item does not prove anything about Onah. It does not prove anything about Mechila. That would be the same whether it was too high or whether it was defective.
The use of the item is a contradiction.
That's right.
The fact that you said you couldn't.
Right. It seems like I said I'm not going to, but you are using it. That was just hot air.
With the money, it doesn't.
That's right.
Anything.
That's right. That's exactly what he's saying.
Not usable, but I'm going to use it.
Right. The price is no good. I'm going to use it. That makes sense. The price is no good. I hope you'll give me the money back. That's the machlokas. The Achronim don't like that tanya so much because, first of all, if when I call, that makes it a mekach toos and it's a bitul mekach. So now when I use it the day later, now how did I purchase it? You didn't agree to sell it to me at that point. And you can't, how does that like reconstitute the sale?
Like selling the
sweat. Right, I told you I didn't want it, it's finished, and now I'll return it to you. So I used it to be back to the rules of, like the Machon Ephraim says, that it was wrong for me to do, it's Shaul Shalami Das. It's wrong, but how does that reconstitute the sale? Right, and that's one time. And the other time they say the Ritva is talking about a case where it's over a sixth the ono was more than a sitz, where the halacha is he could return the whole thing, and then you don't return it, so there also should be like a case where it's defective. So Lamaisa the Pischei Tshuva is not sure what to do with this case, and he says it's a mosin chavir al averai. That's what it really boils down to. Kimli, he says, whoever has the money, if you've paid the money to the seller and you're trying to get your money back, the seller can say the fact that you used it after you told me about it shows that you were, even though you told me about it, I still hold it. That shows you're malchulit. If you haven't paid, like the galya mesachta, if you haven't paid yet, you can tell the seller, I'm not going to give you the money because the fact that I told you that I was going to return it to you shows that I wanted my money back, and the fact that I used it afterwards, like the Machne Ephraim, doesn't show that there was any mechila. Right, so that's the first thing we have to know, that in this case of the refrigerator, there would be a nafkamina when you called him. If you called the seller before you came out of the box and you called right away, and then you used it afterwards, according to the Machne Ephraim, if you still haven't paid for it yet, you'd be able to say, I want my money back, I don't want to pay, I want you to take it back. Right? That's the first issue we have here. And then Siv Yosher, the contemporary posek, says that you don't even have to tell the seller. As long as you tell someone, I'm not mochel it. When I'm used it, I'm going to use it, but you should know I'm not mochel. I want to return it still. Right? The idea is not that you have to tell it's a chiddush, but he's saying the idea isn't you have to tell the seller. The idea is that your use should not indicate a mechila. Right? That's because, let's backtrack. The whole thing we're talking about here is that the chiddush of the Rambam, that when you use something, that shows your mochel the defects in it. So if you tell someone else in front of Adam, it's clear that you told someone else, you should know that I want to return it and my use is not going to be mechila. He says that would help also. So that's a chiddush, something to keep in mind. Now, the issue that you've been speaking about, and this is a case that the Mishpat Shlomo talks about, he talks about a case of renting, but it's the same idea. He says, suppose you rented, his case was like this, you rented a car in Eretz Yisrael, and when you turned the air conditioner on, you saw it didn't work. You were there still in the parking lot, and you told him it doesn't work, so he said, okay, go get it fixed on your way out, and give me the bill, no problem. But then you stopped place after place, and he couldn't find anyone that would fix it. Everyone was closed, they couldn't fix it. So, and he's stuck with his family in his car now, and they have to go on a trip to Chasana somewhere, a car without air conditioning. There's no time to take it back. So he just took it, the car, to B'nai Brak, and went to the Chasana with a car without air conditioning. So when he came back, he went to the rental agency and he said, I want a reduction in price because the air conditioner didn't work and you knew it, I had told you ahead of time it didn't work and I wasn't able to fix it. Right, so he goes, he brings this machlokas again and he says, in addition to the fact that he told, informed the mocher, there's an additional factor here, and that's that you had no choice. You were stuck on the road, you had to get to the chasana. You're an anus. Right? How do I know that anus makes a difference? So the nesivus on this simon says, so on the nesivus says that if for some reason you can't return the mekach, you can't even inform the mocha because the mocha is not home, and what you bought was a cow, and the cow is defective and you want to return it, but in the meantime you can't return it because he's not home, and you have to feed the cow, so you can use the cow in the meantime. That it's just like if you find an aveda that you have to spend money on, you're allowed to use it in the meantime to recoup your costs, your expenses. So the same thing, if you used it in the meantime, something that you could not return and something that was causing you a hefset, that does not indicate mechila, because it's clear that the reason you're using it is because you don't want to end up with a loss here, not because you're a mochel the mum. That's what the nesiva says. So the Divrei Mishpat takes it a step further. Well, even before that, the Pischei Tshuva brings down from earlier Achron than him. He says that if there's an onus, he says, like Pischei Tshuva says, the case you bought a wagon, nowadays we'd say a car, you bought a wagon that you want to return and you're taking it home and you discover the problem in the middle of the road, so you're not mechuyev to just leave it there, and there's no time to take it back. The seller's not there anymore. You don't have to leave it there and go get a hitch back home. You're allowed to take it to your house, and the fact that you used it does not indicate any mechila. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing, that if you're an onus, if there's something stopping you from being able to return it or to call the mocher, and you use it, so that does not indicate any mechila. The Divrei Mishpat, this other collection, brings two different tshuvas. We'll talk more about it next time. One of them, he says an additional heter. You have a question for him? He has an additional shayla, additional heter. He says, when we're talking about using it, use has to be an active use, not a passive use. The case they were talking about over there was someone had opened up a dress store and made a contract with an exclusive distributor that the store will only sell this person's dresses and the designer will only sell it to the store. It was an exclusive deal. So what happened was they found that there were defects in the merchandise. The store saw that there were defects in the merchandise, and the storekeeper wanted to return it. The designer said, but why did you keep it in your windows? You had it on display for 3 or 4 days. In the meantime, if you held that it was a problem, you should have returned it right away, taken away. You used it. The fact that you put it in your window shows that you were mochlid, you were using it. You were using it to try to attract customers. The storekeeper said, I was doing that because I just opened the store. This was my first night. It was the first weekend. And if I would, all of a sudden, the next day, the second day I opened, have an empty store, that'd be in the end of my enterprise here. So I had to keep it there because I had no choice. I would lose my business before I even started. So there's two tshuvas. One is from this Rav Avram Sherman. He has a brother in town. He's a dayan in Tel Aviv. So he writes that the only time hishtamshus shows mechila is if you do an active use of it. But if you just leave it there, it's just sitting in the window, it's just staying there, you haven't shown that you're a mochlet. You haven't shown your mochlet the mekach because you're not doing anything to show mechila. You're just leaving it there. You're not removing it. Your lack of removing it does not prove that you were mochlet. He brings raya from then he uses nesivus as a raya. Something that it's mitzad ha'echach. You have to. Another similar case in the same sefer from another tshuva. There was someone bought a carpet that they found defective. It was supposed to be stain resistant or water repellent, and they saw it wasn't water repellent. And we'll talk more about it. I think that case we'll do next time. But the one issue was that in the meantime he kept it there on his living room floor, and the seller said, if you held it defective, you should have rolled it up and put it in the corner. Why'd you continue to use it? So there also, they write, that's a passive use. The fact that you didn't roll it up does not show mechila. In fact, that's the best thing for it, to leave it laid out there. What are you going to do, roll it up and take up half your living room with it, or roll up? The best thing for a carpet is to leave it out. So a use that's passive does not prove that you've been mechila. That even if it's the only use, right? Because once again, the burden of proof is to show that your use is mechila. Right now, it's a mekach tos. It's defective. Everyone agrees it's a mekach tos. Did your use prove that you were mechila? So the burden of proof is on the seller to show that there's been mechila. And if you just leave it there, that's not called a proof of mechila. So these are three exceptions to the rule. The first exception, besides the fact that if you telling the mocher is the first exception, except there's a machlokas, whether that helps if you use it afterwards. But even without that, if it's something that is going to cause you a loss in the meantime, in the case he says you bought a car and you're paying insurance in the meantime, and you have to, so you can use it, you don't have to rent another car and not use that one. It's causing you a loss, so you can use it in the meantime. Your use does not show mechila. You're using it because you don't want to have a loss from the fact that you can't return it. The second thing is if you're honest. If there's no choice, you're in the middle of the road, you're not mechuyah to get out and start walking. You can take it home with you. You can take it to your trip to B'nai Brak if you need to get there. And then return it afterwards. And the third thing is that if you're not doing an active use, it's just you're leaving things the way they are, so that also does not show proof of mechila. So in the case of the refrigerator, first of all, it'll depend if he told the milker right away. If he told the milker right away, so the fact that he used it, it's a machlokis, mach nefraim, and galim esach, and if he didn't give the money yet, so he certainly can claim that wasn't a proof of mechila. But more than that, if his refrigerator is gone, and this is the only thing he has right now, so he's not mechir to let all his food spoil in the meantime. He's an onus right now. By the time the weekend ends and he can return the refrigerator, his food will spoil. So his use of it in the meantime does not indicate a proof of mechila. And also, I think we can add that if he put the food in first and then he realized that it's defective, so the fact he leaves his food in there also doesn't show that, right, he's just leaving it there. He's not doing an active use. It's just staying there. That also does not prove that there was a mechila. Right? So far it looks like he has a pretty good case to get his money back. The fact that he used the refrigerator is not seemingly a proof of a mechila. But there's one last issue. Yeah, that's a different thing. They have a policy called warranties. Well, like we've spoken a few times that this has nothing to do with warranties. Warranties mean that even if it breaks any time within the first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, you can return it. Number one is you return it and you get money back, even though you found out about it. You know, if we're not talking, it wasn't bad at the time of the Mecca. It was bad afterwards. Now, suppose the warranty says that, you know, you'll have to see what the warranty says. If the warranty says it's you have the right to return it, so at that time, it could be that you shouldn't use it anymore. Okay, there's one last issue. There's one last issue to bring up here, and that's a chiddush that Pesachei Tshuva brings, another chiddush. He says, well, the whole thing we've been talking about here is that your use of an item shows that you've been mochel the defect and you're willing to keep it. But suppose you don't know the halacha. Suppose you didn't come to the shir, and you didn't know anything about this halacha that when you use something, it shows mechila. And you tell the dayan, look, I didn't know there was such a halacha. I was using it because I thought I'm allowed to use it. I didn't know I had to give it back. I confused warranties and mechatosis. I didn't know all this lumsus. So I didn't know that my use proves mechila. In fact, I wasn't mochlet. I was planning on returning it all the time. I just used it. I was wrong. I'm an amaris. I don't know. I'm not supposed to. Right? Is that a taina? So this Arachas and Mishpat says it is a taina. The Pesachei Tshuva says, we learned in the rules of Onoah, we said that if you buy something from a Bala Bayis, you buy something from an owner, a house owner. So there the Gemara says, okay, so Varshachi, case, different cases we learned, that when you buy something from a homeowner, you know that he likes his things very much and he sells at a higher than the going rate. So if when you sell it to, when you buy it from him, you find out that it's cheaper in the stores, you can't claim a Onoah, because over there you are mochlet. You know when you buy from a house owner, from a homeowner, his own private items, that you're going to pay more. You're mochlet the difference. So the Rush over there, the Shita Mekabetzes, brings a Rush, and he says that suppose you're an Amaris and you don't know this halacha, and you go to the Dayan and you say, look, I didn't know that if I buy from a Bala Bayis that I'm mochlet. I wasn't mochlet. I wanted to pay the regular price, and he overcharged me. So the Rosh says you can't do that, because then you start making differences between Shinamani Chachamim and Amaratim, and you can't do this. The rules have to be exact, they have to be complete. So the Pesachei Tshuva says the same thing, Lechora, should be over here. If the rule is when you use something that indicates Mechila, it doesn't make a difference whether you're a Talmud Chacham or an Amar Aretz, whether you know the Halacha or not. This Lo Paul, the Chachamim said, that's called Mechila. Now, what Pesachei Tshuva says, maybe Efshek Lechalik Kitzas. Maybe you can make a chilek, that shiny chosim, Shuddin Shachacham Chachmi Hashas. And this Mishpat HaTishmaru explains what Pesachei Tshuva mean. He says that over there, when he's talking about the Gemara's halacha mechila, the Gemara says, if you buy something from the Bala Bayis, that indicates mechila. So when the Gemara says something, then you say, Lo Polug, you say, Nasata de Reichem de Shurim. But who said that there's mechila here when you use it? It's not from any Gemara. It's a chiddush of the Rambam, which we're not even sure where he got it from. They talk about what the raya is. So if it's a chiddush of the Rambam that says whenever you use something after you find a defect, that shows mechila, if you say you don't know this halacha and you really weren't mochelet, you do it all the time and you wanted to return it all the time, and you say you're an amaretz, and I guess we could tell you're an amaretz. So in that case, he wants to say that. In that case, he wants to say that maybe the Archos HaMishpat is right, and it won't indicate Mechila. So wrapping up what we said until tonight, if you buy something defective, if you used it before you found the defect, there's no problem. You can still claim it's a Mekaf Toz. You don't have to pay for your use of it, even if it got used up. As long as you use it properly, you can say Mekaf Toz, get your full money back, return whatever's left of what you used, and it's a Mekaf Toz. Once you find the defect in it, it seems that there's even this seems well we'll see that but it seems from the Rambam that it's only a problem if you use it, but if you could many years later say, look, I found this defect, I want to return it now, even though you might have seen the defect already months ago. Others say that you should return it right away. Why keep it in your house? We'll talk about that also in the future. But if the main thing we talked about tonight was once you find the defect and then you use it, the Rambam's Mechadish that shows you're a mochel of the defect. We spoke about certain exceptions. The main exception, the main thing we spoke about, the Machlokas HaMachne Ephraim and the Gal Yemestachta, is if you inform the seller, I found a defect here, I want to return it, the fact that you use it afterwards, according to the Machne Ephraim, does not indicate Mechila. The Gal Yemestachta disagreed, the Tiskei Shuva said it depends who's holding the money, what you should do in such a case. But even without that, we said that if there was other reasons to show that you did not mean to mochel it, you were stuck in the middle of the road with it, you were just continuing, you left the status quo, you didn't actually actively use it, you were using it to prevent yourself from causing a loss from keeping it, so then that use does not show a mechila. And finally we said that if you don't know these halachas, we can see that you don't know this halachas, so then the fact that you use the refrigerator even after you use the refrigerator even after you had found the defect would not indicate mechila. It's not a raya for mechila. So in most of these cases it seems that you can return the refrigerator. You don't know that using it is called mechila.